Hello, I'm Molly, and this is Care Experts, brought to you by Care Credit and Pets Best. Together, the Care Credit credit card and Pets Best pet health insurance provide all the financial tools that can help you be the best pet parent you can be. Today, we are talking about the fun topic of dog hygiene. And here to help answer our questions is Dr. Heather Keller from the Lewis Animal Hospital in Cincinnati, Ohio. Hi, Dr. Keller.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here. We're very excited to have you. And thanks for helping us answer all of our questions on dog hygiene.
Wonderful. It's my pleasure.
So tell us, how do I keep my dog clean?
Oh, that's a great question. So just like with us, we do need to make sure that they are routinely bathed. You know, don't have to bathe them super frequently, but obviously if you notice that there's some odor or there's some type of dirt kind of clinging to that beautiful hair, we want to go ahead and give them a bath. And we don't want to overdo those baths either. I would say that maybe going ahead and making sure that we don't bathe them more than every two weeks is going to be the best option, just because we want to make sure that not only that hair is beautiful, but that skin stays healthy so that we don't dry out that skin.
And can I use human shampoo on my dog, or do I need to use a pet shampoo?
It really would be best if we go ahead and get a shampoo that's specifically formulated for that patient. Human shampoos can have a different pH, and that certainly not only can strip off the oils of that coat, but can make that skin unhealthy. So if we can get a shampoo that is specifically formulated for our canine patients, that's going to make sure that that skin stays nice and healthy and doesn't dry out.
And are there any tips or tricks on how to keep my dog clean or freshen up my dog without a bath?
I think that there's a lot of different types of wipes out there that are available for our dogs just for kind of that quick cleanup. If they step in mud puddles, you know, we can always give them spot baths where we just bathe the part of the body that is dirty. Obviously, if we don't have that bathtub or shower available, there are lots of different wipes. As long as they're specifically formulated for canine patients, then it's going to be safe to use just to kind of help with those quick cleanups.
Okay, great. And so are baby wipes, for example, safe on dogs?
I think in a pinch, if we can get those baby wipes that are considered a sensitive skin formula baby wipe, that may be okay. Obviously, it would be best to stay away from those baby wipes that have the fragrance with them. We just don't know what our patients are, our pets are sensitive to, and we don't want to expose to something that may actually cause more trouble.
No, that's great advice. Yeah, when you don't know what kind of flavoring or chemicals are in the wipe, it might not be a good idea for your pet.
Absolutely. They can have allergies too, and it can be to different fragrances or components in that wipe that can cause skin irritation. If they start scratching because they're irritated, then obviously we get changes to that skin that can cause bacterial infections or worse. So we do want to try to avoid those things like the fragrances in the wipes that can cause them to have skin issues.
And how often should I brush my dog?
I think it depends on the coat of the dog. I mean, obviously, we've got that short-haired dog. We may be able to use something just to kind of get rid of those loose hairs. But with our dogs that are longer-haired, it's so easy for those longer hairs, especially if they're fine, to tangle. And once we get tangles, they turn into big knots or mats. And at that point, it can get tight enough that will pull the skin. It could cause infection under that mat. So we do want to make sure that we keep that hair brushed, maybe on a daily basis, to keep those tangles from happening.
So how often should I trim my dog's nails?
Well, just like with people, their nails grow at different rates than other patients. So if we see that our pet is growing those rapidly, we see that there's a lot of clicking on that floor when they walk across that hardwood floor, or we see that they're starting to curl in toward that paw pad, it may be time to go ahead and either trim the nails at home or take them to the veterinarian to have them trim those at the office. Obviously, if they're walking on harder surfaces like concrete or some type of kind of abrasive area, that may wear those nails down. And if it wears those nails down, then obviously we don't have to trim those nails as frequently.
So if my dog doesn't love getting its nails trimmed, what is the easiest way to trim my dog's nails?
Oh, goodness. Well, there's a lot of different ways to do it. If we can see if we can't get them used to us handling their feet first, that is helpful. Just by touching those feet and rewarding them with a treat might break that ice. Once we get them comfortable with touching their feet, if they will allow for us to trim with a normal nail trimmer, we can go ahead and trim those just a little bit at a time so that they get used to the noise and the feeling of us touching those feet while we're trimming those nails. If they will not allow for them to use a traditional nail trimmer, one of those that just kind of clips the ends, there are other ways that we can try to get those nails shorter. One of the ways we can use is they do have some kind of rotary tools that can kind of sand those down that are automated. Or in a pinch, we can even use like an emery board, particularly ones that are for artificial nails, have a higher grit. So if they will not tolerate those trimmers, we can use those to sand down those tips so that those nails stay healthy.
And we all know that our dogs love to find mud or dirt or anything to get in between their paws. What are some of the best ways we can clean our dog's paws?
Well, I think that they do have some commercially prepared wipes that you can use just to kind of get rid of the worst of that mud. The other is we can go ahead and use just kind of a water hose or sprayer, obviously making sure that that temperature is a good temperature so that we don't burn or chill those feet, to spray those areas off.
So also, should I clean my dog's ears? And if so, how should I do that?
I think there's a difference of opinion, but I would say that if our dogs are not having any trouble with their ears, the body may have the right balance of bacteria and yeast that live in those ears to help keep that ear healthy. If we see that they're not having any problems with those ears, we don't necessarily have to clean those, but we do unfortunately have some pets that do have problems with their ears. And for maintenance, we recommend that in general, we can go ahead and use a good ear cleaner, particularly something that has an acidifying and a drying agent is best. And we fill up the air canal about, you know, a third of the way. And then we can go ahead and squeeze the outside of the ear canal to get that squishy noise going, maybe about 10 times. And then we'll let them shake their head and all that stuff that's hiding around in that corner of the ear canal will come flying out. We can go ahead and clean those ears.
Let's say I give my dog a bath, but they still smell after I'm giving them a bath. What could be the reasoning for that?
Well, it's certainly a bath is there to get rid of the dirt and debris that's on the hair and the skin. And so, making sure that we use the right shampoo at the right pH. Certainly there are some fragrances that may allow for us to avoid those odors in the skin a little bit longer. But we all have that phenomenon where either they're wet or they go out in the sun and we can see that the dog may still have some odor. Usually when that happens, it's because there are oils on that coat that can get warmed up and that can kind of add to that unpleasant fragrance. That is something that we do not want to get rid of completely because we want those oils to stay on the skin to keep it healthy. But certainly we can use things like those shampoos that are used to deodorize or get rid of any bacteria or yeast on the skin that could cause that unpleasant smell so that we can see if they can't smell fresher for longer.
And if I'm somebody who wants to keep my home, keep it from smelling like dog, what are some ways in which I could go about that?
Well, certainly routine bathing, cleaning that dog once every 2 weeks can help keep that fragrance down. We can use things like air fresheners that we know are safe around those dogs to kind of treat those areas that they like to hang out. And certainly going ahead and washing their bedding, any blankets they like to sleep in, can help keep that fragrance lower so that we can make sure that our house smells fresher.
Dr. Heather Keller, thank you so much for joining us. This has been so informative, and thanks for helping us learn how to keep our dogs clean.
You're very welcome. I had a great time.
I did too. Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. More episodes of Care Experts can be found at carecredit.com/careexperts. All of our featured Care Experts recommend and accept the Care Credit credit card, which is accepted at hundreds of thousands of provider locations nationwide. For more information on how Pets Best Pet Insurance can cover up to 90% of your pet's unexpected eligible veterinary expenses, visit petsbest.com. Or for more information on the Care Credit credit card, go to carecredit.com.
Thanks for joining us on Care Experts with Care Credit. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share with friends and family. And stay tuned for new episodes every week. All information, opinions, and recommendations discussed in this episode are for your information only. We believe the information sources are generally reliable, but because of possible human or mechanical error by the sources, Synchrony or its affiliates, including Care Credit, does not provide warranty to the accuracy, quality, or completeness of the information or any results obtained from it. Any statement or opinions in this episode are the doctor's alone, and included data was current to the time of creating this episode. Please consult your own advisors before using any of this information. Pet insurance coverage offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, is underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company, a New York insurance company headquartered at 6100 4th Avenue South, Suite 200, Seattle, Washington, 98108, or Independence American Insurance Company, a Delaware insurance company located at 11333 North Scottsdale Road, Suite 160, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85254. Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, California agency number 0F37530, is a licensed insurance agency located at 10840 Ballantyne Commons Parkway, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. Each insurer has sole financial responsibility for its own products. Please refer to your declarations page to determine the underwriter for your policy. Terms and conditions apply. See your policy for details.